Welcome to This Week in Palestine, service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for September 15th to the 21st, 2012. Palestinian politicians reiterate interest in one democratic state solution, labeling the two-state solution as failure. Meanwhile, Israeli military continue attacks against Palestinians in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the nonviolent activities organized in the West Bank. This week, protests were organized in the central West Bank villages of Bilayin, Na'alin, and Nabi Saleh, as well as the village of Al-Masara, southern West Bank. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura with the story.
This week, protests were organized in solidarity with Palestinian political prisoners and their hunger strike. In central West Bank, at the villages of Bilayin and Na'alin, protesters, along with their international and Israeli supporters, reached the Israeli wall before soldiers attacked them with tear gas and sound bombs. Soldiers also used chemical water that produced very bad smell. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation in both villages. Meanwhile, at the village of Nabi Saleh, soldiers stopped the weekly anti-wall protest at the village entrance and used tear gas to force people back. Local youth clashed with Israeli soldiers. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation, and the protest ended shortly after. Meanwhile, in southern West Bank, at the village entrance of Al-Masara, Israeli troops forced anti-wall protesters back into the village using rifle butts and batons. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
This week, Israeli attacks targeting Palestinians left two dead in Gaza. Meanwhile, troops conducted at least 23 military incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and abducted seven civilians. IMEMC's Salam Kumsiya has the details.
On Wednesday night, the Israeli Air Force extrajudicially executed two members of the Palestinian residents and wounded a third one in Rafah City, southern Gaza Strip. An Israeli warplane fired a missile at the vehicle in which the three members were traveling. The Israeli military admitted responsibility for the attack and claimed that the targeted persons are members of Al-Aqsa Guards Group, which is close to Hamas. Earlier in this week, Israeli gunboats opened fire at Palestinian fishing boats in the northern and southern Gaza Strip. No casualties were reported. In other news, the murderers of the Italian peace activist Vittorio Arrigoni were sentenced to life terms in prison after being found guilty of kidnapping and killing Arrigoni. A Gaza military court sentenced two of the indicated to life terms, meanwhile a third was sentenced to 10 years for taking part in the kidnapping and a fourth for 1 year for hiding the suspects. The Palestinian Center for Human Rights in Gaza attended the court representing the family of Vittorio since the beginning of the trial on August 11, 2011. The center said they have demanded the court to refrain from sentencing the suspects to death penalty if they were indicated, as the center opposes the death penalty in principle. This also was based on a request from Vittorio's family. Also this week, Palestinian sources said on Thursday that arrangements are being conducted to transfer alien hunger striking detainee Samir al-Bark to Egypt after a sharp decline in his health condition at a Ramla Israeli prison clinic. Al-Bark, from the southern West Bank city of Qalqilia, started his hunger strike 122 days ago, demanding his release as he is being held by Israel without charges. Also on Thursday, a number of armed extremist Israeli settlers illegally confiscated 6,000 square meters of privately owned Palestinian lands south of Al-Khadr near the West Bank city of Bethlehem. On Wednesday, a group of armed extremist Israeli settlers of the Avraham Avino illegal Israeli settlement invaded a Palestinian home in the southern West Bank city of Hebron and attacked two family members, including an 8-year-old child. The child is said to be sustained various cuts and bruises. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Kumsiya.
This week in Palestine, Chief Palestinian Negotiator Ahmed Korea reiterated the Palestinian stance that the one democratic state solution seems workable amidst failure to reach a two-state solution. Meanwhile, Palestinian national reconciliation is still far to be reached. The details with IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari.
Egyptian Foreign Minister Mohamed Amrou asserted that his country is keen to bring the Islamist Hamas party in Gaza and the Fatah party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank together for a national unity. The Egyptian high-ranking official was responding to President Abbas's concerns that recent visits by top Hamas leaders to Egypt would signal further split between the two parties. Amrou confirmed that Egypt welcomes Hamas officials as regular visitors, not as politicians. Some Arab media sources suggested that Hamas has recently opened up offices in Cairo, something that Amrou denied totally. This week, Palestinian Prime Minister of Hamas Ismail Haniyeh paid a second visit to Cairo in 2 months. He met this time with Egyptian intelligence chief on ways to bolster security cooperation between the two sides in light of Sinai terrorist attack of August 5 that killed 16 Egyptian soldiers and 7 others near the border with Gaza. In early July, Haniyeh and other Hamas leaders met with Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi in Cairo. Meanwhile, Palestinian national unity is yet to be reached, despite last year's Cairo brokered agreement to start implementing unity. Hamas says elections come after conciliation, while Fatah insists that elections are a priority. In another news, Chief Palestinian negotiator Ahmad Kureya said this week that the Palestinian Authority is considering a one-state solution as an alternative to the two-state solution, which according to Kureya proved failure. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for September 15 to 21st, 2012, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, George Rishmawi.